Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here is what happened on May 27th. It's one of California's most beautiful and visited landmarks. On this day in 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge opened to pedestrians after 5 years of construction. Some 200,000 people marveled at the 4,200-foot-long suspension bridge, which spans the Golden Gate Strait at the entrance to San Francisco Bay and connects San Francisco and Marin County. The next day, on May 28th, the bridge opened to vehicular traffic. Surprising fact, residents of San Francisco, Marin, Sonoma, Del Norte, and parts of Mendocino and Napa counties agreed to put their homes, farms, and businesses up as collateral to support the $35 million bond needed to finance the bridge's construction. Also on this day in history, in 1703, the Russian city of St. Petersburg was founded by Peter the Great. And in 1941, during World War I, the British Navy sank the German battleship Bismarck. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode out now.
History This Week, May 29th, 1851. Akron, Ohio's Old Stone Church is packed to the brim. It's the second day of a big convention on women's rights. Hundreds of activists are there. But when one of them, Sojourner Truth, takes the floor, she stands out. Truth is a formerly enslaved woman, and her speech reminds the crowd that women's rights includes the rights of working women, of Black women, of women who are now enslaved. But this speech would be manipulated throughout history, and Truth herself boiled down to a fictionalized slogan. How and why did this feminist and anti-slavery activist get turned into a symbol? And who was she, really? Listen and subscribe to History This Week wherever you get your podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.